integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Label wars, greenscaping, organic versus natural. How many of these companies with a label are just jumping on the bandwagon and throwing natural in front of their detergent or their food or their berries or whatever, just throwing that term natural out there? And it's the same berries have been sprayed with the same pesticides as it's always been, but they just added the word natural because they can say, well, somewhere and there's a natural component. And these labels are very, very difficult to discern sometimes. So we are here to myth bust. We are here to clear the air and make the simple, the terms organic on a label versus natural on a label, knowing that difference. If we want to pay for it, if we want to pay for organic, we better be getting it. Holly, I don't know about you, but my patients have been clamoring for some clarity on this issue.
Absolutely. Here's my favorite one about natural. This cracks me up every single time. Naturally cut fries. They're like, no, I had an argument with somebody. I'm like, they're like, no, they were naturally cut. I'm like, wait, what? What did you just say? I'm like, you are telling me that you think that your French fries, basically a white potato that was deep fried in oil that's been used for several days from the steak shop that you got down the street, were healthier for you because they were naturally cut? Would you please think this through? Would you please use your own mind? This is, oh my, I was insane cut. For a second. Naturally cut fries. You've seen, and they're like, oh, they're naturally cut. But
well,
people,
I would like to know what an unnaturally cut would be. That's how I would go. I go, okay, opposed to the unnaturally cut. Okay.
But see, this is how seductive it is. And I think this is the point. You know, people just need to wake up and use their own mind because there is a bunch of seductive labeling out there. And I think the one thing that's really important is the whole organic thing. I mean, we can talk about, you know, like one of the, I think, most caustic cleaners out there, which is Simple Green. If it's that greenwashing that happens, the natural washing that happens, the organic washing. But there's actually some regulations around certification of using organic. And I think what's most important to understand is that if you see the label, okay, the logo, it's green and white, that has USDA, okay, on it, organic, then you can be sure that it is 100% organic. I think that's very important. Now, there are other things when it comes to organic that says made with organic ingredients, okay? That doesn't mean that the entire product is 100% organic. It could have one little speck of an organic ingredient, and then everything else is not organic.
It could be naturally cut.
It could be, yes, they could be naturally cut. That's for sure. Yes.
Natural. I think it's deceptive. I think it's borderline criminal. I guess that meat, if they use the term natural, there is some regulation that it can't have antibiotics. And I looked into this a lot, Holly, with the meat stuff. And they say that they listed that there's all this regulation and protection when they use the word natural with meat. But when I got down to the nitty gritty, I didn't see a whole lot of real rules for natural. And unless they add on the package, natural meat, no antibiotics, no steroids, live, you know, cage free. If they list that on the label underneath the natural, then it tends to be okay for meats. But as far as the word natural, I couldn't find any standard at all in a regular product, not a cookie, nothing.
No. Yeah. Natural is very difficult. See, with organic, if it says 100% organic, this means all ingredients are organic, period, okay? And it has the USDA organic logo. If it says organic, it means that there's a minimum of 95% of the ingredients are organic, okay? So that's with organic, here's your specifications. If it's made with organic ingredients, the regulation is that 70% of the product needs to be organic. And then ingredient panel only means the food has less than 70% organic ingredients. And I think that's really important, but you're right. With natural, natural is just something that can be pretty much slapped on anything. And this is where, once again, we've talked about this many times before, where we're not going to get this system, this big system, the agricultural industry to change. We have to help you out there wake up and open and use your mind. It's all about engaging your mind again and being able to really think these things through so you can make better choices for your family, because it's out there. It's, people are trying to make a buck. We are the consumers. Health is a hot topic. And I'm like, why not? Because health is awesome, right? The absence of health certainly is not. And if we're all trying to be healthier, to be better, and there's a lot of people that are slick and understand that natural has a great connotation to it. It's like, hey, naturally cut fries, right?
So I want to get some of those percentages down. Did you say when it's with organic ingredients that there was a percentage it should be as well of what it is organic?
Yeah, so basically made with organic ingredients is at least 70. So basically it would be 70 to 94% of the product is organic.
Gotcha.
And the USDA logo can't be used on that package.
One additional thing. Now the USDA's version of organic, it's still not that great, right? I mean, when you look at, I remember visiting Gaia Herbs and they used a company called Oregon Tilth for their, you know, their label of organic. They said, this is our certifying body. And it was a much stricter standard. I think we need to also educate people that USDA to me is the bottom level of organic, that there is better versions of organic out there. I think that's important as well, because everybody's stuck on you have to have the USDA, but I think there's some great products out there that say Oregon Tilth and some of the others.
Well, there is definitely, we can always do better. The Organic Foods Product Act, this is the OFPA, was enacted under the Title 21 of the 1990 Farm Bill. And this was the thing that served to establish uniform national standards for the production and handling of foods labeled as organic. And so this is where the act authorized the new USDA National Organic Program to set national standards. And this is where the standards were set. But I think that you're right. The bar is fairly low, and we can continue to source better ingredients. We can continue to grow from better and more nutritive soil. I think you're right. The bar is pretty darn low. And there are some other companies that are smaller, that are local, but they're giving us great, clean product.
Yeah, and I remember when USDA was first coming out with their organic label, and I was like, uh-oh. I mean, that was my first feeling, was this doom feeling of how much pesticide are they going to allow in? Because you know they're only going to back off the term, because it's got to be heavy agriculture companies going, we want in on organic. You need to loosen that term up as much as possible so it's not as expensive as it was. And I remember that I wasn't too disappointed. It was a little better than what I thought the government was capable of, and so I was happy with that. But still, like you said, 95%, there's still some of those other things out there. And I don't think you ever trade the local farmer. If you say a local farmer who you know says, no, I never spray this stuff, I think that's a pretty good source myself. And we got some great ones where I live.
It's so important. The more locally I can source my ingredients, the better I feel. I'm supporting my local community. I get to know the farmers. I just think that is definitely one thing that you out there can do as well, is to make sure that going to big grocery stores where this food comes from, huge trucks from all over the place, if you can just really understand where there's some specialty, really great stores in your area, it's going to make this whole process easier.
Yeah, and I really I like the other movement that's going on right now, the humane, you know, animal movement and things where, you know, they rate them. Have you seen that Whole Foods has it, where they'll rate, you know, the animal could go out and play and things like that. I really like the humane movement, and I think we need to weigh that humane movement as well as the organic movement together.
Oh, sure. It goes, absolutely, it goes hand in hand. And I think really our consciousness is increasing and we're getting better and better, but we can always wake up and do better. Because when we start thinking about it, and of course that's going to require us to use our brain, our mind, and wake up and not just sort of sleepwalk through this marketing machine, etc. We're going to do better when it comes to compassion to animals, compassion to ourselves, where we source our foods, etc.
So labels can be seductive. Organic's 95% organic. Look for that USDA label. 70 to 94% organic is organic ingredients. Natural meat, make sure they have additional labeling saying that no antibiotic free. And don't just trust the word natural. Look for that organic label. And don't forget to talk to your local farmer.